Ladies and gentlemen, yes.
Every night I try to think about what songs I want to try to change it up a little bit. And when I do that, sometimes I realize how dark and depressing most of my songs are. Which I love every day. But occasionally, this is really about being a parent. I wrote this with Kimmy Rose. She's a wonderful singer-songwriter from Austin. And at the time, she was trying to compose a song for her son's birthday, not her little bitty toddler son, but her son turning 40. Still alone. I'm 69, and my mother, a few years ago, was still telling me to bring my bike home. She was singing from the kitchen window. Here's a wishing well. Here's a thank you.
Sadly, tonight one person's missing, and I'd like to have great good wishes for her speedy recovery. She's rocketing back full strength, so I'm dedicating my performance to Anna Griffin.
Yeah. song.
No.
I'm sorry, Steve.
I was saying that you clearly just got your money's worth.
Thank you.
Joe Henry told me about him, and I usually listen to what Joe says for a lot of reasons. And then we got to make a record together, this Johnny Cash tribute record that was to different chairs and songs. We recorded of all those songs and amazing Johnny Cash record, and that was cool to do. And then we were together just a few weeks ago at the Americana Awards in Nashville. And they were nominated, or getting an award, and I don't know why I was there. I was, all of a sudden, was Sean Coleman who was nominated for it. And at the end of it, you know, the show's winding down, and we go out to sing, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, because it's fucking inevitable. And, the near side of the stage was kind of crowded because I got out there late, and I looked all the way on the other side of the stage. This is where I'm in an auditorium. And, you know, there's Kenneth and Joey over there on the other side, and Parker Millsap was over there as well. So I went over there with them, and realized as soon as I arrived that it reminded me of the night that I went to see the last Harry Potter movie at midnight when it came out and brought down the median age of the line. So anyway, this is see, that's what usually I get to tell an old joke before you guys get to it. I don't know what that was, but I'll have to talk about that on the bus. But, I'm gonna show you something here now. This is I've been doing this a long time, and I figured out that if I play this song, nobody will fuck up our bus.
Thank you.
shows ago. You've done maybe just once, I think. We lost a wonderful, one of the great country artists, maybe just general artists of all time, Earl Haggard, this past year. Everything he ever did, but this is probably one of my favorite Earl Haggard songs because it's so incredibly sad. And it's a wall, so I don't think it's good.
Well, it's not easy.
was another world completely. We just didn't have any radio. The crucial thing about North America is they, until recently anyway, says they're all bastard. There's so much choice. You push the dial, you hit the dial, you get so much candy. It's so beautiful. And out there in the old world, and we were stuck with Pat Boone, and somebody was, and me. But he did wear leather later on, might have been. So it's so new to get exposed to so much beauty when I first came to over here. And I've been learning ever since and trying these songs on like sort of fancy suits, see if I can fit into them. And it's just amazing how many beautiful songs there are that just cascade around my head. So yes, a Towns Van Zandt piece, which a lady from Ohio who moved strangely to Nashville, Alison Krauss. This is a song called
thank you. Emily Harris wants to know if you guys would. And we said, yeah.
refugees.
Thank you. For we need some love history now. I had to go and find you a nice mom. She'll be just like me and you, oh, perfect in just what we do. A love as strong as father and his daughter. Charlie is strong. Charlie will be smart. Charlie will be anything you want to from the start. Charlie, oh my baby, you'll be a happy little lady. That oh, go on breaking so lonely heart.
Recording art.
So one of these days, when the tour's over, like a bullet making. Good time. First saw him in Gertie's Folk City back in the late 1960s. I thought I'd seen Ghost of Hank Williams or something else in there that I'd never seen. Apparently, Townsend is purported to have said there are two kinds of music, the blues and zippity doo dah. So I'm going to do a blues song. Thank you.
It's too long overdue. the boys down the bottom know all about those people. And the transatlantic stuff, all the Camel family. That was lots of fucking folk. I just know that I knew about the kind of ritzy, kitsy looking guys, and when on stage they were screaming at so loud you couldn't hear a word they played. And that was a Walker brother, Scott Walker, who was from LA. Became English and and then another Jerry Butler covers, I think it's really good.
Jerry Butler.
Yeah. My Ship Is Coming Home. Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nelly. No.
Thank you.
So, I live in New York City for the last 12 years. It's hard to believe. I moved there because I kind of needed to, for a lot of reasons. I needed the input and to keep doing what I did. And quite frankly, I just needed to be able to walk out my front door and see a mixed race same sex couple holding hands and walking down the street. And my that process is who we are as a nation. There are people right now trying to tell you that that process is something to be afraid of, that immigrants are something to be afraid of. And some of the immigrants aren't refugees. A lot of the immigrants that came to this country were refugees. They came from a place they could not return to because their lives were in danger where they were. And they were looking for a way of life. And that's who we are, and it's nothing to be afraid of. In fact, you know, the only way we get out of any kind of mess we've ever been in is the fresh blood that comes into this country all the time. The idea of refugees, if Patty were here, she'd be talking about the fact that there are refugees all over the world. Lampedusa is an island off the coast of Italy, and it's where a lot of refugees displaced by constant war in the Middle East for the past couple of decades, wonder how that happens. And, there's islands that like on the Pope happened to visit Lampedusa, so it became the name of this tour. Attention was brought to it. But there are refugees in Africa, there are refugees along our own border. Most of them are from Central America, not from Mexico. Many people go back to Mexico, the word is come here now. But these folks come through Mexico, most of them kids who have been sent unaccompanied by their parents because the only thing that's waiting for them where they came from is gangs that they're impressed into. And we import thousands of them every year and to certain deaths. So this is for Mr. Kim, and this is for everybody that ever came to this country looking for a life. Thank you.
Pro Bono Media. We really couldn't have done it. We couldn't have put this tour together without them. Thank you so much. They're responsible, I believe, for that fantastic logo that is on the t-shirts that are for sale out in the lobby. If you could take one of those home as a reminder of this, this hopefully memorable evening. I know it's been memorable for me. I think for all of us. Which transported me at the invitation of JRS. I went to Ethiopia and visited a couple of camps in the north of Ethiopia, as well as on the way we stopped in Rome and went to an urban refugee center. And then in Addis Ababa, we went to another urban center. And I've been an extraordinary young woman, 14 years old, who Mr. Kim spoke about her English than I did. It's just so on fire for education. You know, we have to, and I saw the same thing in the camps in the north of these young people who had taken this courageous leap of faith and come over the border into Ethiopia from Eritrea, where they would have been conscripted into the military. It's a place where there's a terrible war and a lot of killing for 25 years. And the fire and the hope and the promise in these young people, we can't just think of it as this terrible, it is a terrible, catastrophic situation. But these are people that have so much promise. They have so much to give to the world. But we have to step up and help them. They can't do it alone. They've got everything they need, but they need us. And I hope that whatever you can do with your pocketbooks, if it's a chance to open up your homes, if we ever have the compassion policy that we should have, or just to write your congressman and tell them what's on your mind, what's in your heart, and what you think we have to do as Americans. Because who are we? We have to determine what is the soul of this country. We were built on bringing people from all over the world. It's in that big statue. You know, we are coming. Ethiopian Airlines, that's what I just meant to say. Visa, you know, it's not just another credit card. I met these folks when I was starting to get acquainted with JRS and putting together this tour. And it turns out that Visa, of course, is sponsoring this tour. We thank them for this, but they also were responsible for bringing the team refugee to the Olympics. So to say that we are still here. We might not have a home that we can go back to, but we can compete in the Olympics. I think it was a great thing for Visa to do. So we have a special place in my wallet right now. Special thanks to the University of Scranton. Sisters, I understand that you have really been out there beating the bushes to Oh, that's pretty sad. But doesn't it make you feel good?
Listen, Lou.
Thank you.
cent store.
Wow.
Yeah,
that means a lot.
I used to go there every once a year or so. Me and my sister Ruth have a little timer and let us run around and get whatever we want. It is still here. Yeah, I was drawing. I got those magazines at a really young age, but good magazines, actually. And early on, and I hate to admit to this, especially in front of my friends, but I was drawn to those coupons that Columbia Record Club. Well, because I could get the 12 records for a penny and then never buy anymore. This was before you made records. Yeah, I know. Well, I know. Looking back, it was an early way of stealing music, I guess.
It was supposed to be a penny, it was supposed to be a penny.
lost a friend for the mine and Amy's. He was worked with both of those summer records. His name was Roy Hudson Jr. and he was the best doghouse bass player that Nashville ever saw. His daddy was the best doghouse bass player before. He died way too young.
Sometimes you're